I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'll take you for a ride on the devil's ship. I'll take you for a ride where you sink or swim. Now come with me and let this story begin.
Jason Houle, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
We're talking video games. You're addicted to World of Warcraft.
I had to stop. I got re-addicted because I spent my entire... I barely passed high school because of my World of Warcraft addiction.
Is it because you were refusing to learn anything? You were just playing, or you were tired when you were in class?
Oh, it was both. I just would do nothing but play World of Warcraft because I was like a latchkey kid. So, yeah. Like, I'd be home alone all day. And so from like, and my dad would be too tired from work to like, hey, did you do your homework? So I'd be like, he wouldn't ask. So I would just play World of Warcraft till like 3 a.m.
God damn.
Wake up at like 8:30 for my dad to drive me to school. So by the time the first class started, I had been awake for like 10 minutes. So I was miserable in high school. I barely passed. And then, so I was addicted. And then this past year, they started doing WoW Classic. So it's like the World of Warcraft I played when I was addicted is now back. And I just got re-addicted again.
And are you playing online with other people who are playing the game?
Yeah, that's how it works. It's entirely an online game.
And do you pay membership each month?
Yes. It costs me like 20 bucks a month, I think.
I mean, look, it's not like my Patreon is like $5 a month. It depends on the tier. So people pay. I pay monthly. Should I have a lot of Patreons subscribed to? Somewhere like $15. So I get the monthlies. What scares me about that is that I feel like I'm going to continue playing because I'm like, well, I'm already paying.
Yeah, it's
like a weird cycle.
For me, it's more like I haven't, like, because I had to quit because it was killing comedy for me. Like, I stopped experiencing life. And, like, when you're a teenager, who fucking cares? I had no life to experience.
What kind of character you got?
Oh, boy. I got the Draenei Shaman. I have a shaman. I have a priest. I have a warlock. And I have, and working on a warrior. That's just for the new one. Back in the day, I had everything level capped.
So like a level 99 virgin.
I was just like, no, dude, I fucked. No, I didn't fuck. I was busy leveling up.
You got yourself a paladin. They got that in the game. Yeah, paladins. Yeah. What about, can you be a dragon?
No, you can't. Well, then I think the newest expansion is dragon scent. You can be a new dragon in the new one. You're like a dragon humanoid. They look terrible. I don't play it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's stupid. I play classic, dude.
And it's the old graphics.
Yeah.
You'd think they would update the graphics.
No, because they want it to look like shit. It looks like shit.
And it's fun?
Oh, yeah, it's fun. Because it's back when, before you
cared. Bring up World of Warcraft Classic. Let's take a look at this.
Do like Dwarf, WoW Classic Dwarf. Show the Dwarf models of WoW Classic. They look so fucking bad.
So my friends, a bunch of Park Xers, essentially. Yeah. I could imagine us playing this online. It would be very vulgar. Like, I'm thinking of you and your type of people playing this online of, hey, buddies, let's go raid a cave. And then you have, like, my guy's just yelling the N-word. It must have been a clash. If you get, like, a Call of Duty lobby people that go into this kind of lobby, it must be insane, right? Does it ever happen?
There was, like, a schism. You had to go and just Google images just for, like, the WoW Classic Dwarf, just so you can just see just the raw power of how shitty they looked, like, their 5 polygons. But I feel like around, like... 2010, I think like all like the really edgy guys just switched like first person shooters or like the other MMOs. I think WoW is just before the nerds. Like, look at that fucking guy.
Nah, I'm gonna be honest, man, it's not that bad. I don't mind this.
That, come on.
There's character in it.
Yeah, no,
what is that? Why is he wearing a mini skirt, bro? What is this?
Because that's best in slot, baby. Oh, yeah.
I remember, bro, the armor was so cool, man.
Dude, Poseidon, doesn't this just, like, fill you with serotonin? Just, like, seeing these character models? Like, how old are you, by the way, Poseidon?
30.
Oh, okay, 94?
Or 93.
Okay, so we're, like, the same age. I was born in 94, so we're, like, the exact same time as...
Except you look your age. He looks 50.
Yeah, I look divorced.
You look like...
Look divorced is the best... such a good descriptor.
It really does.
Can you just put a video on so I can see what it looks like right now?
Yeah, do like WoW Ice Crown gameplay. Citadel.
Oh, he found it. He knows. Yeah, yeah. Oh, he knows gameplay.
I had I capped a warrior. Warrior was my favorite class. I had a hunter at some point, night elf hunter. What else did I have?
Aids.
Probably that too.
Were you more like PvP, PvE, or were you like just into the leveling?
I like dungeons.
Yeah.
Like the PvP kind of annoyed me. Like it was too much happening.
He was into DP.
DP, DUIs, the whole shebang. DUIs.
Yeah, exactly, bro.
RAPs. He was into some fucked up shit. Yeah, click on one of them.
You fucking.
You're just like teasing them.
I'm so
that's
curious.
My specialty.
So this is now, Poseidon, like make it full screen.
Yeah.
So it doesn't look that bad, bro.
Yeah, this is a guy, he's creating a new character. He's starting leveling a dwarf. And then, dude, like, if you have anxiety, this game can just, like, completely chill you out. It's like.
How do you not get anxious? Because this is what I understand. Every time, I don't know if I'm mental, but the reason why I got Baldur's Gate, for example, was to not be anxious. Mm. And every time I play, I get anxious.
Okay.
I think it's a psychological problem. Well,
are you anxious because you are playing a video game? Or are you anxious?
I think
because, yeah. Like, I have that too. The older I get, I can't really play video games that much anymore. And because, like, I'll just get addicted. Oh, yeah. This is just so
because
nice.
You're just, I don't know what it is. There's something about the world that completely envelops you. Like, it feeds your curiosity. You're like, oh, I'm going to go do this.
You're going to talk to Sten Stoutarm. He's going to give you a quest to kill boars. What more do you, to kill wolves. What more do you need?
Well, hold on. He's giving you a quest. Now, I have a question. Poseidon?
Yes.
Is this all text-based?
What do you mean?
Pretty much. Yes, like for the most.
Yeah.
So that shocks me because he can't read. So how did he play the game?
Because it's just see in the top right. You just see if he can read wolf. I think wolf.
Okay, so the wolves are right next door, and now you got to kill this guy.
Let's kill that
you see,
wolf.
So this wolf did nothing to you. I saw him peacefully walking right now. This on video.
You didn't see what the quest log says. Probably now Sten Stoutheart. He has reasons
you need
to kill
tough
these wolves.
Wolf meat.
Yeah, they're hungry. Are you a vegan?
No, but a wolf.
Yeah.
And there's humane ways of killing wolves. Look at that guy just mind his business.
You're not just bashing him to death with a blunt axe.
And
what about the boar right next to him? Warrior. You can kill that too?
Kill him later once you have a quest.
Yeah, there's another quest to kill the boars. Right now we leave the boars alone.
So that's the game? This is a shitty ass game.
It
bro.
Becomes like if you no, Poseidon, no, no, pull no, up no, like no, a raid. No, no, show him like do like go to YouTube.
Wait. Does he do anything crazy in this?
At level one, no, he's not gonna do anything crazy. Like, what the game actually is like, later when you hit level cap, you get, like, groups of, like, 25 people doing, like, huge raid bosses. That's, like,
what'd
the
action.
That's
what?
Cool.
Raid bosses.
Oh, raid. Like, I misheard that. Yeah. I was like, that's not appropriate. I was like, what the fuck? 25 people.
Do, like, WoW Classic ICC. And this will be it. And then do... Oh, yeah, this is... Go down...
This one?
Yeah, Ice Cream Citadel Bosses Guide 1 to 12. And just click on him, and it'll show you like a boss. Skip midway through a video. What the fuck is this?
That's Kingdom Hearts. It was, right?
Okay, fight. So, yeah, this is what it is. So, click right there.
Okay.
So, it's you. There's like 25 other people in your
so group. These graphics look shittier. Am I crazy?
I think it's the refresh.
Mm-hmm. Right. So yeah, so you have people that are tanking the boss, that are like keeping the boss like on them. You have people healing other characters, and you have all these other people trying to do damage to the boss. And now like he's impaled by a spike, so all the other DPS have to go clear him off the spike or else he'll die.
The guy that we're seeing in the big middle?
Yeah. Yes. So like they're killing him off the spike, and then now he's off. And so that's what the game is. Is like big groups of people working together to fight bosses.
So you have the tanker who aggroes the boss and basically like he takes all the damage because he can take most of it. Then you have damage dealers. Then you have range damage dealers. And mm-hmm.
But it's, my question is, how is this bettering race relations in America?
I think, well, no, these are, I guarantee these are all white people. Okay. But these are white people that can pretend they're anyone. That's a druid. Druids are shapeshifters. They can shape between races.
Yeah, bears, wolves.
Shape between gay preferences. Bears, wolves.
What the fuck?
Yeah,
it's just this, and you're spamming. You're just trying to deal.
And damage. But the way it gets your brain addicted because you just see the numbers.
The numbers,
and you want to get the numbers to go up, and you want to get your gear to get better. And so I just fell into this hole of just like I wasn't going out, I wasn't talking to anyone, I wasn't looking for spots. I like spots were given to me, I take it, but I was just working on this fucking raid. That's all I was doing for months
for this specific thing. Yep. So it takes you months to complete one mission.
Oh, it takes, it can take you like a month and a half to 2 months to get to the level it takes to get to this.
Yeah.
Like, so you're not allowed to enter this cavern unless you have a certain level,
until
or
at the level cap.
And then once you have the level, you're allowed to, like, the fog moves away and you can walk in, or there's a door.
Not even that. Then he had to get gear. Then he had to do other dungeons and other raids. This is the highest end raid of the thing.
Oh, this is like the end boss.
This is the, this is like the end race. He's the first boss of 12 of this end raid.
God, what the fuck,
dude? So it's like, it's a time sink. It's a complete time sink. But goddamn, does it like make your brain turn off, but also like an uncomfortable off.
So people are still addicted to this.
Does this not get you hard? I don't understand.
No, because I never played it. So that's what I think it is. Because I'm more like, let's say Baldur's Gate.
Yeah.
I like it. I know how to play it, but I can get off it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is something you got to play to experience it. Because, bro, like the man, you have to, I think you,
it's a culture. There's a culture to it.
There's that too. But when it captured me is from that first moment when you start a character.
Yes.
And it zooms in and you see everything, and then you get to the big city and you know what I mean? It feels,
it's a full, and it lost that as the games went on, because when you're younger, you're roaming on this whole digital world, and this is like 2005 when there's nothing like that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So I think also the time adds to the nostalgia.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
Oh yeah, huge.
Because in 05, there was no, what the fuck is this?
Oh yeah, and just, oh god, I spent so, oh my god. No, it's so embarrassing. Okay, so there's a lot.
Is that a stripper?
No, okay, so, dude, okay. One time.
Go rape or something.
What I used to do, I was such a horny, like, 10-year-old kid playing video games, I would create female characters, and I'd take off their clothes.
And jerk off to them?
And I'd jerk off to them.
No!
And I would tuck them into a corner. And I basically look like that fucking kid. And one time, because sometimes me and my friends would trade accounts, and be like, he's like, hey, I want to see what like a shaman's like. So, okay, use my account. He can test out what a shaman's like. I let my friend, my account, but I forgot on my character list, I had like 3 naked female accounts. And he was like, bro, why are you jerking off to all of your characters?
And you're like, I'm only jerking off to 3.
I was like, no, I'm not. It's a bug. I don't know what happened. They're geared.
But I'm not any better. I jerked off to GTA 3 strippers.
Oh, me too. Oh, GTA 3?
No, GTA 4. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, 4. Yeah. Me too. 4 was crazy.
Yeah.
Which one was 4? 4 was Nico Bellic?
Yeah.
Because that's when like they started like rounding out the titties of like video game models. They were less polygonal.
I feel like we got to talk more about video game ejaculation, because I've never done it.
No?
No, and I'm surprised. I didn't think about it until you said it.
I think it's an age difference, because
Maybe.
Yeah. Unless, like, how old were you? Did Lara Croft ever do anything for you?
The thing is, it was like a cool, like, I remember playing the game. The cover looked cool. Her tits looked amazing. Yeah. But the game, bring up Tomb Raider 1. I don't understand how people were turned on by this. Maybe I really like the physical world. Like, I like real things.
Tomb Raider titties.
Because, Tomb Raider 1, bro. It's, you're going to see it. You're going to be like, what the fuck?
Ah, yeah, dude.
Look, right there on the right. Like, it didn't look good.
Yeah, that's
and
the
I
one.
Think this, yeah, and I think this might even be a remaster.
I'm so turned on right now.
No, it does it for me.
Does it?
It would have done it for me. It would have.
No, this doesn't do it for me.
It would have.
It didn't do it for me.
If I was 10 years old,
but you see, they got better as they went along. But then, while they got better, I was also getting older, so I had actual women to look at. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have access to more stuff, and maybe that's it too. It's what you have around you. Like now, the graphics are absurd.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
Look at GTA 5. I don't think it's real, that one, but go up. The one that says GTA 5, that one, yeah, click on it. Like, they're becoming more and more absurd. Like, yeah, if you're looking fast, you're like, is that I'm blocking out the face? Yeah, you think it's a real person.
Yeah, that one is fake. But even then, that's just like some guy from Cambodia made that. So that's it. But even then, that's still quality.
Imagine what they make now.
This is GTA 5.
GTA 5 looks good. The graphics are good. The graphics are great in GTA 5.
This is all I wanted from this podcast, is just look at cartoon titties, dude.
Like, you didn't have internet as a boy, and you saw this like in GTA 4.
Oh god! Oh,
like I'm bust. I busted enough of these faces, bro. For sure.
I mean, remember Rumble? Oh, remember video game ads from like the 90s where they're so like they're just, it was like just women with their tits out with like a copy of Crash Bandicoot. And it's just like, buy this game or you're gay.
Yeah.
And that was all of video games. That's all. They were so funny. It was just like, or it's just like the Sega, the one is like Sega Genesis versus like the Super Nintendo or whatever. It's just like, buy Super Nintendo, or if you're not a pussy, get the Sega Genesis.
Yeah, that's really what it was.
It was 100% like that. And I'm like barely paraphrasing.
Yeah. No, it was like, oh, so your friend has a Super Nintendo? It's okay to be friends with gays. But you need to, it's crazy, dude. It wasn't exactly that, but it was crazy. It's like, if you're cool, you get this. If you're that, you're a fucking loser. Yeah. Crash Bandicoot commercials. Dude, even the Sega Genesis.
Your algorithm is Sega, already titsed out, dude.
Oh, you ruined me. Sega does what Nintendo don't. Do you remember that?
Yeah, Sega does what Nintendo don't.
Put the volume,
I think these would be pretty PC. It's the
because you have it muted.
Yeah, it's the magazine ads that were brutal.
Yeah, and
this is great. What a fun game. I remember playing this.
I jerked off to Crash Bandicoot all the time.
I remember my buddy Peter sleeping over, and we rented this game on the PlayStation, and we beat it. Dude, these. Definition. Family of rabbit-sized rat-like marsupials. Dude, keep going. Oh, yeah, yeah, no, you skipped it. The real, when they had the real, yeah, click on it. When they had the, oh, that was so cool, too. But they had the real actor, yeah, the
Oh, God. I thought they're all just gonna fuck that girl.
Bro.
Oh, he's gonna.
They're making fun of Game Boy.
What is that face? Game Boy.
Dude, and this is just the Japanese one.
Oh, yeah, Steve-O and Chris Pontius.
Jesus Christ, that's Jackass.
Goddamn.
We're going to drink horse cum until you buy Crash Bandicoot.
I'm gonna suck an alligator's dick. Take control of an orange daredevil and evil genius using bone crushing. Oh, the usual suspects one, go back, you had it. Doesn't mean they gotta like it. Yeah, click there. So look out, evil. Here comes Crash. Hey, I like how the graphics are improving.
Mm-hmm.
Look, see, it was everywhere after it was on Wii.
360. All right. You claim that you were captured and forced to fight against your will.
You're saying some kind of Bandicoot fucked you all. Responsible for this.
We should have known. Crash
Bandicoot is taking. Go to the original Poseidon.
What is this?
Because there's way better commercials. Go to PlayStation. Just type in Sony PlayStation commercials.
Or just like the magazine ads, because the magazine ads are the ones that are just like, you're gay.
Yeah, no. We'll find those later, but you have to see not Crash Bandicoot, PlayStation. PlayStation commercial. Do you remember the first? They were wacky. And then they had the PS3 ones, which looked like demonic.
Yeah.
Baby.
Yeah. That was so weird. I don't remember the PlayStation 1 commercials, but I remember those fucking creepy PlayStation 3 ones.
The creepy PlayStation 3 one is the one that's still ingrained in my head. What's that one? Mental wealth. Go down. Click on that one. What's this? I never saw this. What the fuck is that, bro?
Oh,
it looks like
I'm
an alien.
I'm a better.
Does anyone remember Jack and Daxter?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I have all three.
Obsessed with that game.
What is this?
Oh, I remember this. It bugs me about human endeavor. Human endeavor? I've never been the human in question.
Have you? You're not a human. Mankind went to the moon. I don't even know where Grimsby is. Forget progress by proxy. What is this?
I'm in love, dude. On your own moon. It's no longer about
what they can achieve. You're better, dude. On your behalf. Why do you talk like this?
Up here. I'm very
cool. She's got a big up there.
Yo, this is unlock something in me. Mental
wealth. How the fuck is this about PlayStation?
Everything seems like a porn shoot.
Do not underestimate the power of PlayStation. Bro, they were lunatics, bro.
What the fuck? There's the baby.
There's the baby. Oh, click on the baby, bro. This was fucked up.
Oh, yeah. This was freaking out, mom.
Bro, what does this have to do with video games? Look.
This is so fucked.
Yo.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Bro, they were lunatics. Yay. I want to know the marketing company behind this.
And all this to play like fucking Nathan, to play Uncharted 2. Oh,
I never saw this one with the Rubik's Cube.
It feels familiar.
The room is familiar.
Oh, God.
Oh, fuck.
This is actually pretty cool.
But what does it have to do with anything?
It gets people talking. Oh, it explodes and colors the room. No, it doesn't. Fuck.
Oh, it solved itself. Oh, it does. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Oh, wow.
Core memory.
Nice. Pride month.
It's just it's like a Mortal Kombat fatality. This PS3 just keeps killing things with its mind powers. At one point, it's going to be a woman bound and gagged.
Yeah. She's going to be jamming the controller. The eggs are rolling towards it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the six axis.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, they launched
this. It's actually a good idea to show this.
Yeah. Yeah. This one makes sense. They launched it with that dragon game. All right, now they're crows. All right.
Okay, bro, they, you have to imagine being high.
Oh, God.
In the 2010s and watching this.
Well, this would have been like, what, 2006? This was kind of like the birth of like when stoner culture, like stoner gamer culture was becoming a thing. So I think they're kind of just trip out the stoners.
Go to the Sega Genesis Super Nintendo commercials. They were, Sega does what Nintendo don't. I remember those. They were, this is a good podcast. This is fun for people. Nostalgia.
Yeah. I never saw them because I was never big on TV.
No?
No, you're big in real life.
Which one?
Anyone. We'll start looking at them. Because they bring back so many good memories. Just the colors, everything about this makes me feel good.
It does, yeah, it really does.
Gotta go.
Oh, I love this.
You're the first serious gamer I've seen all morning. Check this out. Brand new 16-bit Super Nintendo with Super Mario World. Wow!
Oh, what's this one?
Oh, this is a Sonic the Hedgehog from Sega Genesis. Look at these radical colors, huh?
Wow, Sonic's fast, too.
No, over here.
I like Genesis, and it costs a lot less.
Wait, kid, that game
I'll take Sonic and Genesis.
I knew that.
Sonic the Hedgehog. More action, more speed. Sega Genesis.
I love these commercials. And that's the first Genesis. Remember they changed how it looked?
I think that was
that's the second one, maybe.
That was the first one I had. I had a Genesis. I didn't have a Super Nintendo.
I remember when my father stole it.
Click on this, bro. This is making me feel amazing.
Yeah, it really
the
just
Sega
was.
Genesis has blast processing.
Blast Super processing?
Doesn't. What does that mean?
So what's blast processing do?
Or blast processing.
That doesn't make
any
sense.
That's so stupid. What does blast processing do? Here's a car.
What if you don't have blast processing?
This literally doesn't make any sense.
But it looks cool.
It's, I love it. Yeah.
So Sega. Obviously it's made up a word.
Sega! Yeah. Oh. Man.
Blast.
What a good time.
So fun.
Those were the gold. You know, we were in the golden ages.
And we didn't know.
We didn't even know.
Oh, pop quiz. Go down. The next one. Pop quiz.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Let's see this one.
Oh, no. I want to see that school shooter.
Yeah.
The Nintendo.
16-bit arcade graphics.
What Nintendo?
16-bit sports.
Joe Montana. You can't do this on Nintendo. You can't do this on Nintendo. Genesis does.
Get Joe Montana free, Pat Riley free, Buster Douglas free, Super Monaco GP free, or Collins free.
Collins.
I remember that game there with the stones, the Tetris.
The not Tetris?
Yeah. The not Tetris, yeah.
I used to play that shit.
And let's see the school shooter one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This one, eh?
Yeah.
Vraiment payé pour être là.
What is this ad?
What's going on? Why won't it go full screen?
It doesn't want us to fold this ad. That's a good face. Fucking cereal. All right.
Quiz. Question number one. You want to buy a video game system. Super NES gives you 4 free games. Sega gives you no free games. Which do you choose? Number two. Farmer Brown.
Oh, you retarded if you get Sega.
Video game system. Super NES gives him 4 free games. Sega, no free games. Which should Farmer Brown choose?
He's just a retarded Sonic fan.
Super NES system and for $350 That's amazing. Poseidon.
Yeah.
So right now, who would miss an offer like if you that? Notice.
Could you repeat the question?
Yeah. He's in trouble. So basically, now they don't do it anymore. They don't say, if you don't buy my shit, you're retarded. But back then, you were able to be like, if you're buying a Sega, you're a fucking retard.
Your friends will hate you. You will not be popular in school. Everyone will think you stink.
Dude, it was an amazing fucking time back then.
Oh my God.
Like, I have, I obviously, the nostalgia factor adds to it, but the colors of the time. I remember, on Sega Genesis, Spider-Man, the Sinister Six game?
Mm-hmm.
I still have, like, in my head, it's kind of like burnt into it. I remember the first level. I remember Dr. Octopus. And I remember trying to figure out, how the fuck do you beat this fucking loser? So much fun, man.
Sonic World 1-1. Like, I was a dumb kid, so I was never good at it, but I would just play the first level of Sonic just over and over and over again.
Yeah, back then there was a lot of that I would just repeat the same thing over and over, because you can't, no. You're too young. I remember Shinobi. Shinobi was hard, but fun.
Yeah, I used to play this as a kid.
Oh, man, it was a different time. Now games are way more complicated, way bigger,
mm-hmm.
but we're no longer innocent. We're in a post-9/11 world, so it doesn't feel the same way. This used to be so freeing.
Yeah.
Because you were young, too. You had no responsibilities.
It's new now. Like, it's hard to just be excited and just to have, like, just to be at peace and just sit down. Like, what was the last, like, just, you can't, unless I'm on vacation, if I sit down and play video games for 8 hours, I'm going to put my head in the toaster. Like, yeah. I'm just miserable. It's just like a panic attack waiting to happen.
I remember Comic Zone. That game there, that was a good game, Comic Zone.
And everything has to be a competition now. You couldn't just sit down and have fun. You know what I mean? Everything has to be stats and this.
What do you mean? Now it was always like that. It used to be more. Everything was high scores. That was the only thing that you would get in games. The only thing they could give you is high scores. So everything was high scores. Even in the arcade, you were always competing. You couldn't just go fuck around in the arcade. So you had to go to the arcade, play to get your name written in the high score sheet. And they used to have, at one point, it was just three digits or three letters that you could put in. So you would have to think, like, oh fuck, what's my name gonna be on this? It's only three. There's already an A-L-E for Alex or whatever, you know? Mm-hmm. So you have to figure something out. It was fun.
Pure ass. Just ass.
Ass.
From top to bottom. I wish I was too young.
When they would let you do three, it would be fag. You'd see fag a lot.
Oh yeah, yeah. I remember a lot of Marvel versus Capcom 2 cabinets were a lot of those.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I was too young for much of, like, the arcade scene, which I kind of wish I had. Also, I was going to tell you, are you like a classic anime guy?
No, I'm not classic anime, but I love Ronin Warriors. It was the only anime that I liked that, okay, I got into.
Because I wanted to, I have an anime that I think you will love. Because I knew I had to talk about this when I was coming on this podcast. So my best friend and I, we like to get loaded and watch like 80s like exploitation anime. And I watched this one series. It's a 6-episode series called Angel Cop that is fucking wild. It was the weirdest anime viewing experience I ever had. So it's type in Angel Cop. It's from 1989, and this thing took such a turn. Like, there, I can give you tons of. It's so much fun to watch with your buddies. Like, Angel Cop, violence, Jack.
English.
Yeah, watch the English dub.
Okay,
because
good.
Here's the thing: when you start Angel Cop, this never happened because we watch a lot of, like, pretty much there's a rape scene in every classic anime.
Jesus Christ!
Oh my God!
But what happens is. Yeah, but the gore...
Oh, it's violent.
Dude, the gore is crazy. But every... we watched Angel Cop, and something popped up that never happened before when you watch these movies. It was like an apology from the studio. And we're like, what?
I've never seen that.
And thing is, and it was phrased differently, because you know, like, it was phrased in a way where, like, okay, the things that are said in this anime do not reflect how we feel today. But
and then the thing that it says first is, let's kill Italians.
Okay, well, hold on. Well, don't get ahead of yourself. But the thing is, what phrased it weird is because we're watching the dub. So it's like, okay, but the English dub, so if it's something that they say, you could have just changed it. So that means it was something in the script. And so we're watching the show. It's pretty bad. It's not great. And then, no bullshit, 4 episodes in to the 6-episode show.
What's on YouTube?
Yeah, so the 4th episode, the villain of the entire series is revealed. It's the Jews.
Like, in general?
It's the general.
It's just all of them?
It's all of the Jews.
Josh Shapiro makes his anime debut.
And it's done this weird way. It's like, because it's revealed, because there's a couple lines before where characters talk about the Jews, and in a weird way, you're like, that's weird. Okay, we'll move on. But then it turns out that, like, the world in this anime world is fully taken over by Jews. And the Jewish cabal runs the world, except for Japan is the last country that's on a holdout. And now there are, like, Jewish infiltrators in Japan. And then there's, like, these genetic cyborgs who are also trying to stop the Jewish infiltrators, but they are doing it in a violent way. So then the cops are fighting them. But they both have a common enemy of the Jews.
And when did this come out?
1989.
Yo, the Japanese have been trying to warn us for years.
My thing is, like, what does a Japanese guy in 1989 gain from anti-Semitism? What is his problem?
If anything, this is pro-Semitism.
No, dude, this show is so sick. It's such a good show. Watch with
you ruin the big reveal though, but I'll still watch it.
Well, it comes out of nowhere. We're just like,
it feels like a Bollywood movie, but in animated.
Oh, but the gore. You should watch Violence Jack is great.
Wait, where do I catch this? Is this all on YouTube?
I have it on Blu-ray, but okay. Yeah, I can watch it on YouTube. Just if you're ever with your buddies, watch this like old like vintage anime. The gore is crazy. There's titties and it's so much fun.
Wow.
But yeah, Angel Cop.
That's such a good reveal. Like, it's so unexpected.
And what's funny, and at no point, and it's such in the universe that this is set in, it's not like some people are like, hey, come on, not all Jews. It's like, no, it's the accepted fact. No, it is like somebody like, the Jews run the world.
And like, I know.
Yeah. Like, that's what it's gonna be like, come on, the Jews run the world. And like, well, yes, but what are we going to do about it?
Oh, this is so insane.
And I'm pretty sure, and what's fucked up about this, because I Googled after it, and then it was like, what this guy went on to make, I think he was a producer or a writer, he went on to make Full Metal Alchemist.
That's such a good fucking...
Yeah. So, like, there is this article where it's like how, like, the creator of Full Metal Alchemist once made the world's most anti-Semitic anime film ever made.
Wow.
It's crazy.
It's the greatest thing of all time.
No, I'm gonna watch this.
Yeah. Oh, dude. It's six episodes and it's like
1 hour each?
Probably like 40 minutes.
Oh, amazing. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll find time. Poseidon, bro, just jerk off when you go home.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But, dude, I can send you a full list of stuff like Ninja Scroll, Violence Jack, Demon, anything cop. In the 80s, it was anything ex cop, like Demon Cop, Angel Cop, Future Cop, Cyber.
So there's
cop.
Demon Cop and Angel Cop. Are they related?
Completely no. They don't know how to name movies.
And the Japanese.
This one that I saw that I want to watch.
Speed Racer.
No, fuck, I forgot the...
I love Speed Racer clips.
What was it called?
When I was young, Speed Racer was a big deal, but I didn't care.
Redline. I want to see Redline.
Redline's sick. That's kind of the movie that got me into anime. Redline's sick.
It's a movie?
Yeah. Great movie.
About race cars?
Yeah, super like a cyber future space race cars.
I can rent it on YouTube. I might watch it.
It's actually so, so much fun.
I've seen only clips.
Yeah, it's great.
Okay. Redline. That's a good name, though, for a race car type of anime. Yeah, there's certain animes that I really love. Death Note.
Yeah, Death Note's great.
I love Death Note. I hate what Netflix did with it. But I love Death Note, the original one, which you should watch. It's such a good anime. Other animes that I liked. I started watching something that I thought I was going to hate, and then I liked it. It's like The Devil. He works at a fast food place.
I've heard of, I've never seen it, but I've heard about it.
And I was like, this is, I watched it to like hate watch to laugh.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'm kind of into this. This is such a weird concept.
It's run. Yeah. Sometimes anime, it's just like, I like those, they have such very specific shows where it's like, so I live my life as a baseball player, but now I'm trying to transition into being a dancer, and that's the full name of the show.
Yeah, the names are.
Yeah, The Devil is a Part-Timer.
I don't think that's it. No, that's not it.
Sounds pretty close.
It sounds super accurate, but it's not that. No, it's something
is
else.
Is it an anime or
anime?
Were you watching one of the Japanese McDonald's anime commercials?
Oh, dude, hold on. It's not that unless they changed it. No. Oh, is it that, bro? Maybe, do they change titles sometimes?
It could just be through translation.
Hataraku Mao-sama?
No, it was called something else. Type in devil anime.
When Poseidon said that, he pulled his eyes to the side like that. You didn't need to.
You didn't need to do.
Oh, they have a Devil May Cry anime?
Yeah, of course. They have a Devil Everything anime. Yeah. Maybe it's that. Yeah, I have to watch it. It might be that. I thought it was a different title. It might be that. Devil's a Part-Timer. But it was just wacky. I'm like, what the fuck's going on? Yeah. Like, they're on a whole other level in storytelling in Japanese.
Oh, yeah.
It opens up. It makes you more creative. Like, now I'm waiting. Next month, there's a show that I like that's filmed in Japan. It's called Tokyo Vice.
Tokyo Vice?
It's on HBO, Crave, here in Canada.
Okay.
I've never heard of it. Is that the one with the...
I'm all about it.
Anyways, this guy.
Is that the one?
The reporter.
Is that the one with this guy? I believe it is the one with this guy, bro. I believe it is.
That is such a.
You Googled the title of the show, so yeah, I believe it is the show that you Googled.
What's that lead guy's name? That's like if you ask an AI to write a white guy's
Ansel
name.
Ansel Elgort.
My name is Ansel Elgort.
The reporter. I started watching. I gotta get back.
It's
on
so
that.
Good, and season two is coming out next month. Apparently.
Oh, I will watch that,
dude. You'll love this. I love
Japan,
dude. Me too, but you know, I don't think I'd be able to live there because it's so alien. It's like another planet. And I don't speak any... I speak three languages, but none of them are related to Japanese. So I have zero basis.
Yeah. Well, you ever see like their the structure they have for words? It's something just like I store walk hide too. And it's like none of like the like grammatically is so backwards from what we do.
It doesn't make any sense. So like, you know, some languages you have a basis. Mm-hmm. So let's say you can speak Italian or Spanish because you speak French, English or Greek. There's ties in. So you're like, oh, I get how this works. You know, masculine, feminine, Greek has that too. So I get why Spanish would have that. I get why Italian would have that, why French would have that. But this is complete. It's like, yo, draw a tent. All right.
Oh, what drives me crazy is written stuff. Like, no, it's like kanji for Chinese. No, it breaks my mind. Like, to make words, they just combine kanji. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure this, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure this is what it is. It's the kanji for bird plus the kanji for bookshelf. Put them together, and that's the word for society.
How the fuck does that make sense?
Yeah, Chinese, from what I understand, I think grammatically it's similar to us, but they have the whole tonal stuff. Because it's like they have the same word, but it's like but how you say it, like your tone, it makes it completely different words.
Which could lend itself to a lot of accidents.
I think so.
Third-a-chu, and like, what the fuck? They said to my mom? And it's like, no, he was trying to say hello and welcome. Like, it's just crazy.
There was a movie.
So I hard, I, but I wish I knew this fucking stuff.
Oh, yeah.
There was a movie I watched, man. It was a crime. It was about the Yakuza, bro. It was so good.
Pretty unoriginal title.
Yeah.
Our movie is called Bad Guy.
No, that wasn't the title. It was about the Yakuza. Like,
but it throw you for a loop. Every person you see is a good guy.
And there was I don't remember the name, but there was an ending where they're basically tied to a pole, one of the characters, and then I think they tie him also to the car, and then they drive away, and then like they decapitate him or something. Like some weird murder stuff. It was so good, but I forgot the name. I completely forgot the name. It was amazing. And also something that I find is a little underrated is The Outsider.
I don't think I've seen it, no.
It's on Netflix. It's with Jared Leto. I really enjoyed this movie. Okay. But anything with Japan, I enjoy.
Yeah, I don't know The Outsider.
I know The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton. That was great.
I think I read that in high school, but I don't know.
You read it in high school for sure. And then you probably read That Was Then, This Is Now.
Well, I probably told people I read The Outsiders. I probably didn't read The Outsiders.
My favorite book was That Was Then, This Is Now.
Mm-hmm.
And they made a movie about it.
Yeah.
Which I don't remember if I ever got to see the movie, but I know that the movie's super hard for me to find. Like, I tried to... Can you look for That Was Then, This Is Now? I tried to find it to buy it, and I couldn't. Let's see if now it's available in streaming. I don't know who has the rights. Because The Outsiders, I have it physical... And you could stream it.
What is
also,
it about?
Rumblefish. Rumblefish might have... They made a movie about that, too.
Oh, wasn't that with... I know. Wasn't it Mickey Rourke? Wasn't that? No, not Mickey Rourke.
Mickey Rourke, I think, was in Mickey Rourke Rumblefish.
And Ethan Hawke?
Maybe. He was in all those. So, Poseidon, go back to where you were just now. Go back one page. You notice on the right where you were able... before... Right?
Yeah, no.
Stop. On the right where normally you have all the options to stream... Yeah. How annoying is it when you click on a movie that came out in the 80s and there's no streaming option?
Yeah, I know.
It's brutal.
That's why I'm clicking where to watch. Amazon Prime Video.
No.
Well, this is why physical media is making a comeback now. Because you don't own anything.
Yeah.
No one owns anything. I thought my best friend was crazy, but he's like a Blu-ray collector. But now...
This video is currently unavailable.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. It's annoying, eh?
Yeah.
It's terrible. It's such an awful state streaming is right now. It's just cable came back.
Yeah, because now they have you by the balls.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you got rid of all your physical media, and you thought you were going to have this access to this forever? Suck a dick.
Yeah, no, it's terrible. I felt stupid for having such trust and trusted them. I don't know why. Like, they're sure, like, this will be fine. Like, the second they could, they're like, and now we own you.
Yeah.
Miserable.
We fall for it all the time. Same thing with government. We just fall for it. Like, they know what's up. They don't know what the fuck is up. So what else have you been up to, dude? How's work?
Work's been good. Yeah, work's been good. It's been a lot better. I got promoted. I work.
Nice.
Yeah, I work for a pornography website. If you don't know, and
I wouldn't classify it as you work for a pornography website. You and your girlfriend make videos. You post them online. You make some money. You're not working for the pornography site.
Well, sometimes I got a deep butthole and there's cash deep in there somewhere.
I got promoted. What do you mean? My girlfriend's letting me bang dudes.
I saw. I came across a video yesterday. It was such a weird. It was like crackhead lays egg role play video where it's just this woman pretending to be a crackhead and then inserts a bunch of eggs into her vagina, but off screen, then she's like, oh, something's wrong. And then she just starts laying eggs on the sidewalk.
I got into a fight with the crackhead on the way here.
That's right. You did.
And probably disturbed her, you know.
And Poseidon
was trying to steal her eggs.
Poseidon, a crackhead couple. It was a guy and a girl. And Poseidon was listening to the whole conversation. I had him. I thought I hung up when I got out of the car, but I had it hung up, so he was just listening. Because what happened was I was driving, and this crackhead was driving also.
It's crazy that they're driving.
That's what I said.
That makes me feel bad. I don't have my license, but this crackhead does.
He
that
has
makes
a, me feel bad. Well, I hope he has his license. So he's just, we're parallel. We're like this. He just decides, no lights, nothing, fuck it. It's my lane now, and just comes into me.
Wow.
But I had the reflex, guy. So, what the fuck? So I stop. He, like that. I honk. I go, what the fuck? And then he comes back in like a minute later because a crackhead. He's slow. So anyways, I end up passing him, but then he comes where I was going. I was going to the Canadian Tire. And he parks, like, and I get out, I go, Poseidon, he's right, like, he's parking in front of, like, nothing happened. To go in the Canadian Tire with his girlfriend, the crackhead. Like, what the fuck? So I get out, and I thought I hung up, but he could, and I go, hey, bro, what the fuck? And then he's like, what's the problem? I go, what the fuck the problem is, bro? You almost killed me. What the fuck are you doing? What, like, what's going on? And then he's like, oh, it's not my fault. I can't see. And I go, what? He's like, it's not my fault. He goes, I can't see. There's too much shit in my car, so I couldn't see you.
Oh my God.
And I go, how is that not your fault? That is 100% your fault. It's not everyone else's fault. That's your fucking fault, you know? And then he's like, calm down, calm down. I'm like, I am fucking calm. I go, you're the one who's not calm. You're the one who almost killed me. So anyways, then he tried to act smart. And I forgot what I said. What did I say beside you? You could hear me. I was like, don't be a fucking smart ass.
Don't be a smart ass. Don't be a smart ass.
Yeah, don't be a fucking smart ass. Don't be a fucking smart ass.
You were noted to dad mode. He had so much rage. You just went to his dad. Because clearly he didn't have one.
Yeah, because I was like, you're wrong. He's like, but you're okay. I go, yeah, but you could have, you could have killed me, or you're going to kill the next person.
And then I think he even said, well, good thing you had the reflex.
Bro, then I'm walking in. Bro, this is the best part. I'm walking in, and his girlfriend's like, I'm very sorry. I got scared too. I go, I know, but it's not your fault. You weren't the one driving. It was head crackhead was driving. Second crackhead was on the pilot. And then he goes, you're lucky that I had the reflexes. And I go, I'm lucky that I have reflexes. You turned in, I honked, and I stopped because I had reflexes. And then a minute later, you're like, oh, I should go back in my lane. What reflexes, you crackhead, you know? So anyways, you're fucking crackheads, bro.
Oh, that is so fucking funny.
Yeah, but that was the best. Like, you look at, like I should thank him for me having the presence of mind to not let him crash into me. Like, people are fucking stupid.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
I still, like, I came into crackheads late in my life because you've been around crackheads your whole life.
Yeah, almost. Yeah,
I'm from small town Ontario where crack was done indoors privately.
Oh yeah,
it was, well, actually more meth than crack, but like yeah. So I'm like I'm still learning the ropes with them. I know I've been asking everyone that because I'm from a small town. I've been asking people like certain small town things. When you were in high school, did either of you have parenting class?
What's that?
Okay, Poseidon.
I
have no idea what you just said.
Like home economics?
This is what's crazy. It's like I'm from such a small town. Someone's calling me. I was like, I'm from a small town, and I guess we're in places where teen pregnancy is so high. They have a class. It starts in grade 10 where they teach kids how to be parents, and they assign you like this fake. No. They assign you this fake baby. Like,
oh, we didn't have that, no.
And so you're going through high school, and there'd be like these 15-year-old girls walking around with like a baby carriage and a fake baby in it. And the baby would cry, and they had to take care of it 24/7 for like the semester. And that's one of those things. And when you grow up in a small town, you don't think that's weird. And then I left town. I was like, hey, do you guys ever do parenting class? And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Yeah, parenting class.
The smart girls, when they were handed the baby, they're like, oh, no, thanks, ma'am. They just pull out a coat hanger. I got this.
Well, here's the thing. The what's fucked up, none of the girls that actually became parents took it because smart girls would take the parenting class because they're like, this is a free 90%. Don't kill the baby, get an A.
Yeah.
And then the girls who maybe don't think things through so
I'm going to go get fucked instead of going to school.
And they're the ones that have the kids.
Oh, man.
So like no one, there's no lineup with like, and another thing, what's fucked up with growing a small town, another thing what I found was weird, Do you guys know what a human library is?
Excuse me? Like someone who knows a lot?
No. Do you know what a human library is, Poseidon?
A library where you can go rent people?
Close.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Close. What it was, because I was from this like in 95 to like white town. Like it was all white people. And so these schools, they understand like, okay, that's kind of a problem because these kids leave the town. Because like not all the kids stay. So we need to like show them like there are other people other than like white Christians. So they would have these things where like they would invite all these people to come to school in the library and you would just talk to them and know what they're about. So I would be like in class and then they'd be like, all right, students, this is a gay man.
And then but you can't see that unless the guy was super flamboyant. That's not a visible thing.
And then we just
this is the greatest thing of all time.
And then we just talked to him and be like, hey, so like
you're gay?
You're gay. And he'd go, yeah. And he'd be like, yep. And we're like, okay. Do you like McDonald's? And he was like, yeah, sometimes. And we're like, okay.
All right.
And it'd just be that. And then today at lesbian.
I like McDonald's too. Are you more of a McChicken guy or a Big Mac guy? The guy's like McChicken. You're like, fuck.
No, it was, and then there was like, it was all over the place. Like I did a roundabout where I talked to a gay man, a girl with ADHD, which was boring. And then I talked to this woman who was like dying of MS.
That's like my nights after shows.
It was, and this woman, I had a good talk with her and she was in like the kind of the beginning stages. So she could barely write. And I felt bad and we had a good talk. And she said, she had this huge, lovely speech. It was like, Jason, you're a lovely boy. I'm going to write down this letter. And I'm going to do like, I really enjoyed my talk with you. We had a good time. And even though I might not be able to do this in the future, I can do this for you now. I can be happy. And so I grabbed it.
Oh, you're going to make me cry.
No. And I grabbed it. I was like, thank you so much. And I was a stupid kid. Then I just grabbed it and I just like crammed it into my backpack, like in front of her. Like, and I just shoved it in my backpack. I was like, thank you. And I walked away and I lost it.
Ah, you piece of garbage.
I felt bad. I was like 15 years old. But
yeah,
she,
we're kids. We know
yeah,
what we're doing.
She was a nice lady. Yeah. So that's a kind of small thing. Human libraries and parenting class.
The human library thing is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's wacky.
There was a lot. But there was a reason why, because like there was like a lot of girls refused to talk to the lesbians they had, and a lot of guys refused to talk to the gay guy. Because it's like, it probably they should have done it when we were like 10.
You mean at the human library? Like yeah. They'd go and be like, the girls were like, I'm not talking to a lesbian.
Yeah. Because they told us about it in advance. And like, okay, so these are the kind of people who are going to be there. And then like, yeah. And like a lot of the girls were just like, I will not talk to the lesbian.
Wow. Yeah. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah. Small town Ontario in like 2000, like not, okay. I'm saying like, I'm talking like it's 1970.
This is recent.
It was like 2010. Yeah. It was. And so it showed that clearly we needed it, but it should have happened earlier.
50 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also, like, yeah, earlier age where, yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah, at this point, like, the kids have been around their dads. Like, it's at grade 10 or 11, if you had a liberal dad, you were a liberal kid. If you had a conservative dad, you were a conservative kid. Like, I'm sure when they went to college, they can kind of go which way. But at that time, you just were your parents' kid.
Yeah.
So.
That's fucking interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Did they bring any, like, Asians?
No, I think they definitely brought a black guy. I don't think they brought an Asian. Because in my school, they pretty much every grade had like the one government mandated black kid and Asian kid. So it wasn't entirely white.
Government mandated. They just stole a kid.
Yeah, and just put them there just to balance it. Because I'm not kidding, every grade had one. And then, in retrospect, I feel bad for these kids because it was just
like, it's weird for them.
I wonder we have all these missing children.
Yeah. Yeah, they sent him there to his town.
To Orangeville, Ontario. Orangeville, Ontario, named after a guy named Orange Lawrence. What a name. And the only thing I know about him.
Orange Lawrence.
Orange Lawrence.
Why do you call him Orange Lawrence? Loves oranges, bro.
Loves oranges.
That's crazy.
And then all I know about him is that he shot himself in the head and killed himself.
Nice.
He didn't want to live there either.
Yeah, no, he hated it. That's what, there's like a big statue of him downtown, but every time I see it, I'm just like, okay, that was him on a good day.
I have a scenario in my head of a kid walking up for the first time, they're meeting an Asian person at the library thing, and just like, hey. What you thinking about?
Like in Rush Hour.
What you thinking about? He just tells the he's like, what? Very pensive. What you pondering on? And just like, oh man,
you piece of shit.
Oh my god.
Don't think too hard. There must be something wacky about it. And then the teacher's seeing this interaction and they're like, fuck. We're releasing these kids into the wild.
we took too late. Waited too late. Oh, that was so much fun.
How is it now?
It's pretty, like, it's gone bigger. It's still the same. It's still a pretty conservative town with, like, some, like, wealthy liberal people that are just, they'll just complain. I think they all secretly vote conservative, but they'll just, like, but on Facebook, very liberal. I think that's kind of the vibe.
I don't know why secretly vote conservative. There's no problem. Let them vote conservative. Who cares? We're acting like it's the worst thing. It's not because they voted conservative that they never saw a black man.
Yeah.
It's because they just never got out of that village.
Yeah. I just made it up. Who knows? Hey. But I think it affected me because, like, in my act and comedy, like, you can tell the difference between some people. Like, racial humor for some people is such catharsis. It's such, like, it's such tension and release and, like, camaraderie.
Yeah.
But it's, like, on my end, like, I can't connect it because, like, I literally don't know the jokes. Like, there were no
not-white.
Yeah. So, like, when people, like, are like, you ever notice when black people do this or when Indian people do this or
Greeks
when Asian
do
people
this.
Do this, Greeks do this? I'm like, you're the first Greek person I've ever met.
Get the fuck out of here. We've been around for thousands of years.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Sure. And I'm not a fan, but.
Yeah, well, I don't blame you.
I like your spanakopita, and that's it.
You know what? That's respectable.
I love spanakopita. But so with comedy.
How do you feel about democracy? Take it or leave it. I get it.
Well, it's not working.
It's definitely not working.
It's not working.
Too many people get to vote.
I think it was a good idea. But I think something got muddled along the way.
Oh, it's true. You hadn't seen anyone. What about Italians?
Italians? When I went to college, that's when I started meeting people. But Italians pretty much know. Oh, God. What I never thought I'd learn from comedy. From doing stand-up comedy, I never thought the lesson I'd learn is that I'm prejudiced against Italians.
That's so amazing.
That's the first thing I learned in comedy is like, oh, cool, I don't like Italian people.
Who did it for you?
Oh, we don't need to talk about it.
I have an idea.
Yeah. No, it's just ever. And like, I'm sure, like, I don't like Italian comedy. I'll say that.
Do you mean like, hey, what's the deal? Is that what you mean?
The big act outs, the nunnas, the spaghetti, the what the fuck?
So Maniscalco.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan. I respect the craft of it, but like, I'm just not a big fan of like.
Guido Grasso.
he's too much of. He transcends reality. That I don't think you can confine him into a country.
Not anymore. No.
I think he's pretty excommunicated. He's a. I met him once, and then I didn't know who he was. I talked to him. And he gave me all these movies to watch, and then. He was just like very bright eyed and I was talking to him. I was enchanted. Like I was like, he was a snake charmer. I was like, who the fuck is this guy?
He's the John Wick of comedy.
Yeah. He shoots his own dog by mistake. What, I want to find out after which Italian did it for you. Mm-hmm. I have a sneaking suspicion that he says a T-alien, but I really, we'll talk about it.
There's a lot of Italians.
That was a good guess. That was a very good guess, bro.
Bro, I'd be good at like fucking Wheel of Fortune and shit and all those. Yeah.
I think any like comedian with like as much tenure as you do, I think can find out anything about anyone.
Yeah.
What I find weird, you ever find it weird how in like comedy clubs, like, have you ever been doing crowd work and then a audience member refuses to give you information?
It's happened, yeah.
It hasn't. It's pretty rare. Yeah. Audience members don't know they can say no. Like, I've seen comedians pull so much shit from audience members. Like, I feel like we should replace, like, interrogators.
Yeah, especially, I don't do it on purpose, but that's what people have commented when I host at the Bordel, that it scares people. Because of the way I talk, and Amr brought it up, I brought him up first, and he was laughing while he was going on stage, and he talked about how, like, he's not doing crowd work. He's interrogating everyone because the way I talk, because I normally don't do crowd, I don't host. So there I started using it and I'm like, hey, what do you do? What do you do? And the guy's like, I work for what kind of company? What do you do there? You dating? What's going on here? So they're like, what the fuck? And they're just like, yeah, we're dating. You know, they're scared to not answer.
Oh, yeah. You just need those aviators. Just really get down to it. Oh, it's so funny.
Some people, there's some people that said they don't want to talk and then I'll fuck with them a bit.
Yeah.
Because I don't really ask personal shit.
I'm not too into. I'm trying to get because I'm trying to host now. So hosting you just have to.
You gotta, yeah.
I'm just not the biggest crowd work guy. I'm more of a. I'm sure people have talked about this before, but I'm going to talk about it now. is I feel like we're in a weird age of like comedy where comedy has never been more popular. I think it's at such like this weird second peak.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a bubble, but it's like another peak of, and so everyone posts so much stand-up comedy out there. There's so many comedians. No one wants to burn their material. So everyone posts crowd work. Cause that's the way they can get fans. And but what happens now, sometimes you'll do a room and it's a very specific kind of crowd that does not care about material.
Which is, you're 100% right. And then it's crazy. I hate that shit.
I hate it. Because they don't know what comedy is. They think comedy is some guy with like bleach blonde hair going like, hey, what do you do? And so you go to these shows.
Your boss is a whore, am I right? Yeah.
And they go crazy. And so you do these shows and like and not only material bombs, they don't give a shit. And then the slightest bit of crowd work and they go wild.
Yeah.
Because they're
I've experienced that.
They're like confused. Like, why isn't he talking to us?
Yeah. I'm part of the show.
Yes.
Ask me about my coworkers, sir.
If you ask me certain things, I will make you viral. I will do you a favor.
I hate it when they say shit like that. It's like, oh, you better, are you going to use this? Are you going to use this in your, what did they say? In your sketch.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I feel like, I don't know. I'm like resistant towards crowd work because it's just like I don't like the state comedy's in with that. But at some point, it's literally just a certain bit of like the best comedians. Like, sure, they have material, but like they can just get up and just do crowd work for 60 minutes and then fuck off.
Yeah,
that's like what I'd like to get to. But
just being funny all the time.
Yeah,
basically, you want to do a secret show every time you go up.
Pretty much. Yeah.
You've seen the secret show. You've been there a couple times.
Yeah, I've been there a couple times.
It's fucking insane.
Yeah, I love the secret show.
Me too. I didn't think it was going to turn into this because we didn't know what to do with it. But just such a fucking what a wacky show it's turning into. I'm always excited about Fridays.
I love the secret show. I think I've done two or three. I love it.
And you could the secret show was crazy. You could have a person or 50 people. It's the same thing. You're just going to fuck around and have fun because you're not alone. There's other comics. There's stories. It's a.
It
feels communal.
It's very communal, and comedians are just fucking begging for a group podcast.
Yeah,
because it really happens. Because the podcast is like maybe two v two, maybe like four people max. It's very rare where there's like on the Secret Show, there's like fucking six comedians on stage, and they're like all fighting over the microphone.
Yeah, oh
my God. Trying to get a microphone from Matthew Borgelli is so fucking brutal. He's my best friend in comedy. He's my rival, and so when we're like brothers, we fucking hate each other sometimes. And when I know I'm gonna piss him off, like he refuses, he's like, and he refuses to give me the microphone.
I saw him. I was at the Bordel. I had spots, and then he was doing the French open mic. I didn't know.
Yeah.
So I'm in the green room, and we had the volume on, and I'm talking there with someone. And then I hear the voice, but in French, I hear, oui, bonsoir, c'est moi, Mathieu. And I'm like, what the fuck? I look over, and to see Matthew do his material in French, bro, I was dying. He's like, je me chicane avec ma blonde. Est-ce que toi tu te chicanes avec ta blonde? And I was like, I can't, bro, I'm gonna die. This is too much.
I love it. Want to know why I think Borgelli is like one of like the best like new upcoming guys? Is because he's the most curious boy in the world.
Yeah,
he is such a deeply curious brain, and it's something that I need to that I like. I'll never tell him this, but I respect him as a comedian.
No, he's very funny.
Yeah. So I'm trying to get that level of curiosity back because he writes all the time. And he's always thinking about something. I just have numbed my brain from drinking for so long that I just like I'm trying. Like, I'm not drinking anymore because I just need to actually think and just have questions.
There's only one thing that could fuck him up.
What?
If he gets involved with the wrong people and they stunt him, they go, you can't talk about that. You can't say this. Because he used to be a bit more free than he is now, but he still says crazy shit. But I remember when I first met him.
Really?
Yeah. Well, the first thing I ever saw him was on Comfort Zone where he went off on Asians.
Yeah. Well, he was.
And it was hilarious.
He was also drunk on Everclear.
Yeah. He was finished.
He was on absinthe.
Really?
Yeah. That was it. He didn't have a beer. He had like six shots of absinthe.
He's amazing. Ah. So and a lot of the concepts he has are good because he's free to explore them. But if he starts feeling scared, like someone's like, you can't say that if he gets involved with these. Because a lot of the comedy scene in Montreal is weird because a lot of good comics, but there's also a lot of non-comics who are delusional and think they're comedians, but they're just open micers who have never said a real joke. Mm. And all they do is police and say, you can't say that. You should, hey, use the R word.
Yes.
Hey, this isn't your business. Mm. That's between me and the audience. Shut the fuck up and try to be funny. But they think that their job is to just go backstage and police other comics. And I've seen it happen a few times.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you doing? Leave them alone.
Yeah, no, I'm not about policing. I am a firm believer in let the audience decide.
They always do. Yeah. They're the best judge.
Let the audience decide. And I think there is like a skill that I feel like some people, sometimes people can forget of like, it's like the expression read the room. That's for comedians. Like, we're, and so I think there's a skill in tailoring your act and reading the crowd.
You have to.
Because like sometimes like if I'm in a crowd and there are, and the crowd is 20, like 22 year old girls, I'm going to tailor my act because that's like a skill to have. But like, but also at the same time, you can't let that be afraid, because you can't be afraid to bomb and you can't underestimate the audience. Sometimes you can make judgments on the audience and look at them and think,
and
like,
you're wrong,
and think, oh, they're not going to like this.
And that's happened to me. And then they're all on board.
Yeah. So like it's, I think there's a certain balance, because I think there is like, It's good to say whatever you feel, whatever you find is funny, and if it truly is funny to you, and if you truly think there's value in what you're saying, and you think there's skill in what you're saying, I think say whatever you want.
Well, there's no value in anything I'm saying. There's a lot of skill, but there's no value. The value is you're happy for a bit. You joke around. I'm also starting to come to terms with, I'm getting upset about the term artist.
Really?
For me, I'm not an artist, bro. Like I saw a guy online. He had like a glass panel and he was just hammering it.
Mm-hmm.
And with the cracks beside it, I don't know if you could find it, with the cracks, he made a portrait, a face. It looked beautiful.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
That is an artist.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm not saying I'm producing nothing of value, but the artist has become such a blanket statement. Singers, they're artists, painters especially, all that stuff, art, like drawing, there's an art. I don't feel like what we do should it's an art form, I guess, but I'm very uncomfortable when I hear artist. It pisses me off. It feels like we're being pretentious cocksuckers. And it's like, bro, go tell your dick jokes.
Yeah, but
shut the fuck up.
But that is because that is the comedian way to look at it. Like, other people can view it as art. I think I view it as art, but I think it's, comedians are like the artists that we're like if I could engineer to not believe what art is.
You see that?
Yeah.
So I didn't bring that up for the people. If I can do that, okay, that's an artist. He did that. He's just hammering away on glass. Well,
clearly you never heard my eating cum boogers joke, because it's that. I like to think that's art.
So I just don't like the term art is being used for me.
I think it's art. I think I'm with the creation, because I feel like people can kind of like block. I don't know. I think it's good to feel good about ourselves. I think as comedians.
Yeah, I want to feel good about myself, but I don't want to overdo it. Like, yeah. I'm not.
This one's really cool.
Look at that, bro. That's beautiful. I see that and I'm like, that is magnificent. How did you create that?
The fact that that's done with just a hammer and glass is phenomenal to me, actually.
Well, how about, what do you think? Like, let's say, okay, you do a 5 minutes on stage live. Like, it's, and it's like, it's in the wind. Like, you say it and it dissipates in the wind.
Yeah.
How about, would you consider like a recording, an hour, an album that you made? Would that be art?
Look, technically it is art, because there, you know, you're an artist. You, even when you put it out, it says artist name and all that. You're an artist. But me personally, maybe, you know what I think it is? I think it's my idea of an artist, even though I work in this, I do comedy. My idea of an artist was never this. Like, I think when I think artist, I think of something else. So it might be that. And in my head, it just sounds pretentious. It sounds pretentious for me to be like, I'm an artist.
How about,
maybe that's all it is, but.
How about entertainer?
I entertain. Yeah. I'm an entertainer. Yeah, that's for sure.
Maybe that's another distinction.
Maybe I'm just getting too literal. Like, I'm fine with entertainer because I'm entertaining, but I guess in my head, art is still like the creating of something tangible. And because this is intangible, maybe that's why. But then music, I don't know.
This is wrong. This is a very spectrum moment for you. This is a little autistic.
I know. It's super autistic. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm saying it bothers me.
I get where you're going with this. I would say for the longest time, I'm an entertainer. I never knew what to say. Like, it kind of bothered me too.
And people would get pissed. They're like, you're not entertaining. it's weird. Artist, I don't like hearing it. But it's like, you're an art, and all you artists. And I try to get into them. Like, artist types. And then the more I sit myself and think about it, I go, ugh, it sounds so pretentious.
Yeah, every time somebody calls me an artist, I think of like, homosexual, like that's what they're calling me, you know?
That's just him.
I think my background's in acting. Like, I studied theater. That's like what I thought I wanted to do. And I feel like, for me, I feel much more of an artist as a comedian than an actor. I think actors are empty human beings. Like I think to be an actor is less of an art than comedy for me.
Well, because an actor, technically, you're not creating.
Yeah, no. It's I think Louis C.K. I think it was on ONA years ago. I think Louis had a good point of like what it's like to make it. What's it like to work as a comedian versus an actor? Where an actor, you are an empty cup,
and they fill you.
You are an empty cup going around asking people to fill you up little bit by little. But as a comedian, you can fill your own cup. And I think that's a good distinction.
That is very good. No, very well said. He's a poet. He's an artist.
He's a smart guy. He's got a good future ahead of him. I'll tell you.
Yeah. Good kid.
Yeah, but I hated acting and like
real solid jerker.
Really consistent too. Bold, yeah. Bold moves. Bold moves. Bold face guy.
Face to face, baby.
I get why people think that too. Like actors are empty. I get it.
They are. They have to be. To be a good actor, you have to be empty.
Some of the stupidest people I've ever met in my life. Yeah. And almost to a point where it was like a prerequisite, where it's because you need to, because you...
Like, it's because it's not, if you're not like a empty dummy, it's super difficult. That's why some of the best actors are actually smart. They go crazy. They like, I can't do this anymore. Some stay with accents for like the longest time because it's hard for them to empty everything. And then, but if you're a dummy... Yeah. Bro, it's super easy. You just empty. And you're like, I'm this person.
Yeah, it's a dumb thing to pretend you're someone else, and then it's just like empty shells.
That's why so many of them go crazy. The good ones, like the smart ones.
Those are usually the most talented. Yeah,
yeah, because they're pushing they have a full brain.
Yeah,
and they're pushing it aside, squeezing something else in, and then they just come back. Yeah,
and then, yeah, drugs like Philip Seymour Hoffman, probably one of the best to ever do it.
Yeah, and they're the ones. It's funny. They're the ones that we make fun of. Like, look at this guy, bro. He got mixed up. And he thought it was someone else. Ha ha! I'm whoever they told me to be.
Yeah. This dumbass idiot had a human soul and died.
Oh, who was that guy that hired somebody to change his accent?
Oh, that was
Elvis.
Elvis.
Okay,
Elvis.
He's still having trouble. He's still having trouble.
That's wild.
That guy just basically did a press announcement. Like, hey, just everyone knows, I'm a very dumb guy.
Yeah.
I am a bimbo of a man.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You pretended to be Elvis for a couple months, and now you can't stop? Kill yourself.
Yeah. I thought I was going to have a heart attack when I was taking a shit on that toilet bowl.
He's playing a... Are you a fan of Dune, like the books at all?
I watched the movie.
Okay.
I watched the old Dune and I watched the remake.
Okay.
Did you finish the old Dune?
Yeah, of course.
I couldn't finish it.
Oh, well, I know.
Because it's too long and
insane. But I love Austin Butler. He's playing Fade Rutha in Dune 2. I like if he just has the Elvis accent.
Oh, Tim, he's in it.
Yeah, because he plays like the one of the villains in it, and it overlapped too much, and he can't shake it.
He's fighting aliens, but he's that small jailhouse rock right there.
Dude,
like, God damn it, how we hired this retard?
That's funny.
It is the dumbest voice of all. Yeah,
yeah. Memphis, baby.
That is so silly.
But I do like accents. Like, I like fucking around with accents.
Oh, there's
it would have been funnier if he did like a crazy insane Asian accent and he couldn't shake it. he can't shake the accent, and then people think he's fucking around. He's just like at the mall and he's like, "How the luck of the pretzel?" They're like, "What are you doing, bro? Shut the fuck up." Pretzel it is. I'm an actor. I cannot shake this.
He did like a cage. My favorite part, I love Korean films because I love when they get so emotional, like they end all like their sentences in emotional with like a oh, so like, don't you oh,
and he's doing that.
I just love that they pout their lip. Don't you oh, it's my favorite part.
Dude, it's so fascinating to watch like different cultures.
Oh yeah,
it's amazing.
And yeah, they're all just horny, and they're all horny like everyone.
Dude, Asians are very horny.
Oh yeah, they really
we don't bad. Give them enough credit. They're a horny bunch.
Yep,
there's a billion of them. Horny. The Indians too, very horny. Indians are super horny.
Yeah. Oh god. Yeah. There, ever see the video of like the woman? She was doing like an interview or something, and she's just being surrounded by these. Oh, even better,
the beach one.
The beach one's
amazing. The beach in one's Pakistan.
Terrifying.
What?
It's this girl. It's a white girl on vacation in India. Mistake. And then she went to this beach, and she's just like trying to look at it. And then she pans around, and literally
you can't see the beach. It's just dudes
surrounded by like 100 like 20-year-old Indian men.
Yeah.
The brown sea.
There's a bunch, or it's like women on vacation in Cairo, and they're just like just men and boys.
Yeah, this is her. Yeah, this is her. Make it big.
Hold on. Let me just.
This is amazing. This, and she's laughing. She's like, "What the fuck?"
And I
want to
show you guys the beautiful view.
The beautiful view.
Oh. Bro, I can't even see the water.
No. I can't even see that. I look at how she talks. I can't even see the water.
That's so brutal.
Bro, okay. We gotta replay that. That's preposterous.
And I want to show you guys the beautiful view. Goddamn. I can't even see the water.
Goddamn. Can't even see the water. I love how she talks.
You know what's crazy about this clip, too? These Indian men are fully clothed, which means they weren't even at the beach to begin with. So one Indian guy saw this white lady and was like, oh yeah. Oh my God, you'll never believe. And then I called his other homies.
Bro, an Indian scammer just called me. That's why I picked up. I wanted to make sure.
Sanji, there's no way. Yeah. And they all pulled up, bro, because they're fully clothed. Look, they weren't even at the beach.
You got to code 9. Everyone here immediately.
Look, they're just all.
I like how she's like, God damn.
Well, whose uncle is this?
That's
bro?
A dad and a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Look, this one's wearing a weird skirt.
It's a toga. Yeah.
It's everyone. There's traditional, there's modern, there's old, there's young.
Yeah, look at this guy looks upset about it.
God damn. Can't even say the water. I love the way she talks. Click.
The water.
God damn. Can't even see the water.
Can't even see the water. Find out more about that girl. I'm interested in her. I want to hear
what's
her talk more.
What's her name?
I have no fucking clue, bro. You're the one who found the video. It doesn't show. It's just some guy who reposted it.
It's probably a TikTok.
She's done. We're never going to find her.
Oh, yeah. He's probably never made it out of that beach.
Yeah, seriously.
I'm pretty sure we're seeing like so seconds enjoy before the disaster.
Oh, the water.
The water.
I like the way she talks. I wonder where she's from. Goddamn. The way she said it. Goddamn.
I can't see the water. She is like she's literally doing the gwitty. Can't see the water.
It must be a weird culture shock. To go down to a place that is a completely different world like that, like a India or a Japan or a Korea, mm-hmm. and have to adjust because no one's adjusting for you.
No.
You have to adjust.
Like, I think Japan would be easier than India, but there's
Japanese, they're not sexual predators. Yeah.
Well, although, I think they're pretty good with, foreigners, but there's, because you know, like in Japan, they have like, there's like a two-stage reaction to this, is you go to Japan and you see like there are train cars for only women. And your first thought is like, oh, that's nice. And then you think, oh, no, that means they needed a car for separate women. Yeah, Japan, they have separate train cars for women. If women, they can be mixed together, or if women prefer, they can use just the.
And why do they do that?
Because Japanese men harassing and assaulting them on trains.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yep.
I honestly thought they were cooler.
No, they have their perversions, and they have a lot of alcoholism, and because they're not a weed country at all. Like they don't like weed, but they binge drink like crazy because they have a big work culture there. And so you can find, if you look at just like downtown Japan, you'll find videos of just like men in suits passed out in their own puke on the sidewalk.
Yeah, that I know. And no one robs them.
No one robs them. It's a safe country. And the whole thing is because if you go drinking with your boss, it's a rule. If your boss offers you a drink, if your boss is still drinking, you cannot stop drinking. That's like code. So if your boss is getting fucking blackout, you are getting blackout. That's just the rule. Oh. That's like an unspoken rule in Japan. So that's why you see all these just like blacked out 20-year-olds in suits.
Because they're with their boss and they're like, and what does the boss do?
The boss has probably been drinking for so long, he has higher tolerance. So he just like gets his subordinates blackout and then
goes home.
Drives home.
That's fucking
amazing.
Insane.
Yeah. That's actually a really good prank.
Would you get in trouble the next day if you're late for work because you're hungover?
Most likely, yeah. Yeah.
Got me drunk.
It's rough, man.
He's like, who are you drinking? Vodka? He's like, dude, I'm your boss. I was drinking cum.
What? I got it from the vending machine.
Yeah. I got the cum. I got that new thing, you know, Logan Paul, the drink cum.
Yeah.
That's what I got.
But it's in Japan, so it's cum octopus.
Yeah. Octopus. Octages.
Octages. With just a scent, which is like a scent of soiled panties. Oh, they're in the future.
Yeah, they do that shit. Yeah,
I love them. Yeah,
I find that insane though.
Yeah, they're a very odd country. But I want to go so bad because I'm trying to save up money.
Super expensive.
Yeah, I want to save up for I'm talking like save up $10,000 and just do like a 3-week fuck off in Japan.
Well, $10,000 probably get you 3 days there.
I could stretch a little bit. I could do some tricks.
It's very pricey, apparently.
Yeah, but I think. I've heard it's all right. I heard food's all right. I've heard it's all right.
Yeah.
I've heard Japan's not too bad.
My buddy Chris Ramsey went down there.
It's more like if you go to Indonesia, you live like a king.
Oh, yeah, but you don't. Who the fuck is going to go to Indonesia?
It's like less fun, Indians. But it's nice. Yes.
There's a lot of Indians there.
Well, also, I think Indonesia is the most populated by Muslim country in the world. I think that's.
You're not doing a lot to sell it.
I think that's the stat.
How much should I bring with me for 3 weeks in Japan?
1,000 yen per day. Which is about $300 a day.
Oh, yeah.
So you're looking
that's
at...
That's livable.
Yeah.
Wait, no.
Because 10 days is $3,000.
Oh, yeah, you're cutting it, right? You're cutting it close.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to save as much as I can because I like to just go from the bottom to the top, go from, like, Kagoshima, go all the way up to Sapporo, and just, like...
Oh, so you want to see things. Well, yeah, you might be able to.
Yeah. Because you can live in the street a bit.
Yeah, I don't want to just chill in...
or in those pods.
But I trust everyone in Japan. I'll just sleep in a ditch somewhere. I don't care. But, yeah, I'd love to just go see everything. Like,
if I understand correctly, you want to save up enough money so that you can go to a foreign country to be homeless?
Yes. That's all I've ever wanted.
Here's the problem with you small town kids. You're a bunch of buffoons.
I got it. Yeah.
So it's a dream of mine too. I want to end up in Japan at some point, but just for a bit, just to experience it. But goddamn, I know it's going to be tough if I don't know any Japanese. So you're learning.
I will. Well, this probably won't happen for like 2 or 3 more years. So I'll learn a little bit. Where have you traveled?
Europe. Africa. Europe, Africa, I think. Yeah, Europe, Africa, North America, obviously. All around the States.
Is Africa what you call a Val?
Africa is the lady that does my eyebrows. No, I've been to North Africa. I've been to Tunisia.
Cool. Yeah. I like to travel. Because I turned 30 this year.
I've been to Germany. I've been to Greece. I've been to Italy. I've been to France. I've been to Belgium. I've been to the Netherlands.
Oh, sick.
Switzerland. All over America. I've been all the way to Alberta. I've been to Los Angeles many times, Texas, Virginia, Chicago, Washington. I've been to
that's a lot.
I think it's a lot. Yeah, I've been to already a lot of places, but there's a lot that I want to go see. New York, obviously.
Yeah. Somebody that hates traveling so much, traveled quite a bit.
That's what I keep telling people. Really? You don't understand how much I hate traveling.
No shit.
Yeah, and I've done it a lot. Most of it used to be for work. I had to go for, and even now, comedy and shit, like I go to film shit or something. Like, I've never been to LA for fun. It's always comedy related, or even before that, it was all my work that I was doing. So, I'm trying to think. I've been apart from Greece. I've never been anywhere for fun.
No, fuck.
Yeah. Oh no. Europe. No, I've been to places in Europe for fun. I've been to France on vacation, Belgium, all that. Like a big trip I had taken to Italy. That was for fun. But everywhere else that I traveled to since that trip, it's always for work. So it's not the same.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I would like to travel. Like I turned 30 this year, and my 20s, thank God I found comedy because the first part of my 20s I did fucking nothing. All I did was just drink for like most of my 20s. And then it wasn't that I found comedy and then I started doing something. But now it's like I'm turning 30. I want to actually like go. I want to see stuff. I want to do anything.
Yeah. Go whenever you can. Like at least experience it. You have a car?
No. My thing is my plan this year is I need to get a license.
Yeah, get a license, bro. Drive down to the States.
Yeah, I want
to
drive down the States. I also want to go drive. I want to see the country. I want to see Canada too.
Yeah, that's gay. No, but go down the No, Canada's got a lot of stuff too. Yeah,
got a lot of nice spots. Like yeah, in Ontario, there's a lot of clean lakes that you could go swim at. It's very, very clean.
Oh, I just
like
go
the water see through.
Oh, I want to just go to a swimming hole, dude. I just want to get a straw in my teeth and I just want to take a dip in a hole.
And with that hat.
Oh, I just want to take a nap sitting under an oak tree.
Could you do farm life? Yeah, because you grew up in a small town.
I still think part of me, like, I have no plan of moving out of a city for a long time, but I see myself ending my life in a small town, but
Like just hanging yourself by a tree in a village? Yeah.
Just with a note, just don't cut me down.
Yeah. I live here now.
Yeah. Let me become another tree. You know, when my grandma died, they found this box of, they found this big box of journals, and it was my grandma's, all of her journals. And at the very top was this letter that says "burn without reading."
Oh shit!
Yeah.
Oh.
And then apparently there's a big fight with my family because apparently like one of my aunts snuck a couple peeks and then they all fought each other. But then after they're clearing her house, then they all just gathered around a bonfire and then just burnt all of her books. No one read any of it.
That's so stupid.
No, she
put her life on there.
Yeah, but her wish, because she was a great woman. She was like, I think she was stepped on and fucked over so many times in her life.
Oh, it must have been.
And she just had one final request, just like, do not read this and burn it. I think it's kind of cool.
It is kind of cool, but I'm very curious to see what she did. She may have assassinated JFK.
I was going to say, there's not the timeline adds up. She might have been the Zodiac killer. Because we are kind of just like, oh, I'm sure she's, but her nice part of him was like, no, she admits to crimes.
Yeah, this whole thing is crimes.
Yeah.
Beginning to end, it's criminal.
It's just all missing children.
She staged 9/11. I mean,
on 4 separate occasions, she tried to bring back the slave trade.
One got pretty close.
Yeah, she got close the last time. Very, very crafty old broad.
That's why the referendum didn't pass. She snuck in her closet at the very end. So I'm like, hey, wait a second.
Yeah, suspicious.
Yeah.
Man, all right, Jason, dude, it's been fun.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on the podcast. It was a good fucking time. Your links to your social medias are in the description.
Hell yeah.
You're not on a lot. I got you on Instagram.
Just on Instagram right now. This because this June is my 2 years of doing stand-up comedy. And so I put it as my 2 years of stand-up comedy is just to learn the craft. And then once in my 2 years, now I'm going to go into the more business side of it, where good. I'm going to start producing more content and making more. So it was like 2 years to learn, then from the future, just to learn the business of it.
Create a YouTube channel, yes. Get a Facebook, just be everywhere.
Yeah, be more creative, diversify what I do, put content, and just like be a part of the game.
We're happy to have you.
Hell yeah, happy to be here. Thank you, guys.
Jason Hull, thank you, doggy.
Let's go.
Prison cell, 'cause we can't trust ourselves.